Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's morning prayer, Psalm 139. We will focus on verses 1 through 6. They read, Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Our faith tells us that God knows us before we are woven in the womb, that he knows every hair on our heads, every fiber of our being. Does that bring you comfort or make you uneasy? For many of us, our answer is probably yes. It offers us comfort and makes us uneasy. And that's what makes us human and honest with ourselves. I invite you to join me today on sitting with those moments or habits that we would rather God not see. What is it about ourselves that we would rather hide from God, or better yet, try to convince God that we mean something different, or justify our thoughts or actions? Lift those things to God today. And while you do that, recite verse 4. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Ask God to lay his hand upon those thoughts or actions. Ask him to purify them and give you strength and courage to lay them aside in the future. Our closing prayer may be found on page 216 of the Book of Common Prayer, the collect for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotional, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. Amen.